If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
Everybody has and will have problems, but the number of and severity of those problems can be minimized. And I wanted to share with you one of the most powerful solutions to those problems a person can ever have. Hello, my name is Ernest, and this is Advanced Perception, where a very life-experienced old guy like me offers unconventional advice on a variety of life situations and troubles. So if you find this episode interesting or helpful, please subscribe and feel free to ask any questions or leave a comment in the description below. Now, let's jump into this. What I'm going to tell you is very much grounded in both actual history and science, and it's extremely beneficial. It's called realism. You see, just about anything that you want to accomplish in this world first requires an accurate perception of it. And if you don't have that, you're already screwed before you're even out of the gate. This is one of the reasons why if a person harbors a delusion and publicly demonstrates that delusion, by believing, for example, that they are a famous historical figure, such as Napoleon or Jesus Christ, typically doesn't do very well in life, especially when they're broadcasting that they are, in fact, Napoleon or Jesus Christ in public, and expect others to treat them as such. Back in my day, in what I consider more intellectually honest and rational times, such people were referred to as, well, crazy, and were put in facilities, whether they wanted to be or not, to not only protect themselves, but to protect society as well. But apparently, that idea is no longer currently in vogue, and society has decided that it is somehow better to have such mentally ill people living on the street, or the lucky ones who get government jobs, such as congressmen and senators. Now, aside from all that, assuming that you have your faculties reasonably intact, there is an entirely doable set of certain life rules that goes far beyond hope and actually produces positive effects in a person's life. Realism. Fortunately, the tenets of realism, the rule book, if you will, has only four main laws, and those laws in turn can be subdivided and applied to just about every facet of life, and here is just one of them. Your entire life, those you interact with, must demonstrate any professed love for you through actual loving actions. If, for example, you're having serious financial problems and you cannot pay your rent, people stopping by and giving you a hug and promising to send positive vibes and emotional support your way, or offering to pray for you, are in fact, even if they don't know it, being dishonest. So you might want to tell them, thanks for the prayer offerings, but you'd much rather have cash. And if they can't offer that, see if they can offer you sex. It won't pay the bills, but it could end up making you feel quite heavenly. No prayers required. Honestly, there are a few wonderful people in my life that have gone above and beyond to help me in times of crisis, and here's my thoughts. Preserving my dignity is very important to me, and I never want to be a burden to anyone. But if or when the time came that I should suddenly find myself in a much better financial situation, such as like when Joe Rogan actually coming through with the $1 million he promised me, for example, The people who helped me when I was having a crisis are at the top of my list to repay in kind, because symbiosis is a pure and simple rule of realism. Or, to put it another way, you should never forget those that have saved your ass, which is a true expression of love, if there ever was one. Now, I just want to clarify that sometimes the people involved in your life, whether they be friends or family, simply may not have the means to financially help you, and I totally understand that. But what I'm expressing here boils down to them demonstrating a willingness, an understanding of symbiosis, a core principle of advanced perception, which again goes back to realism, advanced perception's foundation philosophy. And now, just a brief message for my sponsor, you. A message for my podcast listeners only. It's the new Ernest Van tote bag. It's great looking and big, measuring 13 by 12 by 7 inches, so it holds lots of stuff. Oh, okay. I don't want to give the wrong message that all Americans are obnoxious. It's a really nice tote bag, so if you'd like one, go to my website and click on the Ernest Stuff tab, and I'll get one out to you right away. Sorry for the obnoxiousness. To give you a simple life scenario, let's say for whatever reason, and there's a hell of a lot of reasons that happens these days, you had a good paying job, but it's unexpectedly gone. Of course, you're trying to find a new job, but in the meantime, your car breaks down and you don't have the money to get it fixed. So let's say you have a friend, family, or associate who is an auto mechanic, and simply because he's a decent person who understands that you're a good person, but that you're simply dealing with a rough patch in your life, and a hell of a lot of us are these days, he agrees to fix your car at no charge if you're able to supply the parts. That, as they say in Hebrew, is a true minch, and that is someone you should certainly appreciate. But here's the symbiosis part of this. What are you willing to do for them? If at all possible, you need and should do something for them. It can potentially be just about anything. Yes, if your mind is adult enough, that could even include sex. Assuming they're interested. But you must, to the best of your ability, engage in symbiosis, because if you're not willing to do that, you're demonstrating an unwillingness to play ball with the rules of life. And that's a bad thing, not just for them, but for you. To finish this up, understanding the meaning of symbiosis, doing tit for tat, quid pro quo, or you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, whatever moniker you wish to call it, is a core life strategy that has been used by people for thousands of years and has successfully not only helped people to survive, but thrive. And it is totally based in the philosophy of realism. Well, I hope you found this helpful or interesting. And if you have any questions about this or any of my other episodes, you can reach out to me via my contact link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment besides hitting that subscribe button, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today. Take care of yourself.